They put Geronimo in jail down south, where he couldn't look the gift horse in the mouth.
You look at the mouth of that gift horse.
Sergeant, Sergeant, don't you feel there's something wrong with your automobile? Governor, Governor, now isn't it strange they didn't have no cars on the Indian range? Warden, Warden, listen to me. Be brave and set Geronimo free. Whoa, boys, take me back. I want to ride in Geronimo's Cadillac. Whoa, boys, take me back. I want to ride in Geronimo's Cadillac. Whoa, boys, take me back. I want to ride in Geronimo's Cadillac. Whoa, boys, take me back. I want to ride in Geronimo's Cadillac.
Hiya, friends. Ralph's Sportsbot. Ralph's Sportsbot Motors, the world's largest new used and used automobile dealership. Ralph's Sportsbot Motors here in the city of Emphysema. Let's just look at the extras on this fabulous car. Wire wheel, spoke fenders, two-way sneeze through wind vents, star set mudguard, sponge coated, edible steering column, chrome fender dents, and factory air conditioned air from our fully factory equipped air conditioned factory. It's a beautiful car, friends, with doors to match. Birch's Blacklist says this automobile was stolen, but for you, friends, a complete price, only $2,500. An easy monthly payment for the rest of the week, twice a week, and never on Sunday.
Well, I'll take it. I'll take it. I can't wait to get away from it all.
Well, okay, fine. Let's just take a look inside your beautiful new home.
Joy is at the end of hoping, happiness is there some days. Jesus told me I'm a spaceman, and I believe in every word he says. Believe in every word he says. I believe in every word, believe in every word he says. Believe in every word, believe in every word you say.
This is a line of Indians leaving Rancho Malario to make room for you. Here's the beautiful Trail of Tears golf course.
A dreadfully fatal intermittent fever broke out in the lower parts of this river about 11 weeks ago.
In the month of August, the intermittent fever began to shake its burning, freezing subjects.
Prior to the year 1830, when the ague and fever was not known to exist,
The epidemic ague, which has swept away great numbers of the natives, commenced in 1830.
Was not known to exist.
The main disorder is an intermittent fever which has carried off all or nearly all the Indians.
Since the year 1829, probably 7/8 have been swept away by disease, principally by fever and ague.
The fever and ague was not known in this country before the year 1829.
Prior to the year 1830, when the ague and fever was not known to exist.
Was never known in this country before the year 1829.
Was not known to exist.
In 1829, attacked by fever, attended with ague.
The intermittent fever has appeared at this place.
There are a great many Indians here at present. Some few of them have the ague.
On the Sacramento River, we are informed by the Indians that they have no traditions of any similar scourge in past time.
There appears to be some sickness prevailing among them resembling an ague.
When the ague and fever was not known to exist.
We are informed by the Indians that they have no traditions of any similar scourge in past time.
The fever and ague was not known in this country before the year 1829.
No traditions of any similar scourge in past
was
time.
Was not known to exist.
They have no traditions of any similar scourge.
Was not known to exist.
Never known in this country.
Was not known to exist.
No traditions.
Since 1829, an intermittent fever has carried off vast numbers of the Indians.
The symptoms are a general coldness, soreness, and stiffness of the limbs and body with violent tertian ague. Its fatal termination is attributable to its tendency to attack the liver.
The Indians of the Columbia were once a numerous and powerful people. The shore of the river for scores of miles was lined with their villages.
Upwards of 100 individuals were writhing in agony on the floors of the houses.
I have found the Indian population in the lower country below the falls of the Columbia far less than I had expected. Since the year 1829, probably 7/8 have been swept away by disease.
So many and so sudden were the deaths which occurred that the shores were strewn with the unburied dead.
Whole and large villages were depopulated and some entire tribes have disappeared.
The intermitting fever has appeared at this place and carried off 3/4 of the Indian population.
The Multnomah Indians have become as a tribe extinct. The Multnomah Indians have become as a tribe extinct. As a tribe extinct.
The shores of the river were strewn with the dead and dying.
For only a few years since, they numbered upwards of 100, while now they are said to be less than 30.
The fever and ague have swept off the whole tribe.
Some sickness prevails among the Indians on the Feather River. Some sickness prevails among the Indians on the Feather River. The villages which were so populous when we passed that way in January seem almost deserted now and have a desolate appearance.
The few wretched Indians who remain are lying apparently unable to move. It is not starvation. It is not starvation, as they have considerable quantities of their winter stock of acorns remaining.
The natives along here seem even more wretched than those on the Feather River. The villages seem almost wholly depopulated.
The fever and ague was never known in this country before 1829.
The unhappy wretches are found in ones or twos in little thickets of bushes. The unhappy wretches are found in ones or twos in little thickets of bushes.
Some sickness prevails among the Indians on the Feather River.
Only two women are left. The Indians are all dead. Only two women are left.
As a tribe extinct.
To have nearly become extinct in consequence.
The fever and ague was never known in this country before 1829.
On the whole, our available information gives the impression that the mortality rate ran somewhere between 40 and 100%. The latter value is undoubtedly excessive, although, to be sure, the incidence, as opposed to the mortality, may well have reached that figure. 40% seems too slow. At this point, it will be remembered that the evidence pertaining to the malaria epidemic on the Columbia River indicated a mortality among the Indians of approximately 75%. Since all the circumstances were very similar in the two regions being considered, and since what California data we have support rather than disclaim the conclusion, we may set the mortality in California at the same value as for Oregon, that is, 75%. That is,
the unhappy wretches are found in ones or twos in little thickets of bushes.
75%. This is a startling and disturbing result. It means that fully 20,000 natives of the Great Central Valley died in 1833. My own opinion is that this figure is too small. It means that 3/4 of the Indians who had resisted 70 years of Mexican and Spanish domination were wiped out in one summer. It means that the red race in the heart of California was so crippled that it could offer but the shadow of opposition to the gold mining flood which swept over it in 1849.
We are informed by the Indians that they have no traditions of any similar scourge in past times.
The fever and ague was never known in this country before the year 1849.
Prior to the year 1830, when the ague and fever or any disease resembling it was not known to exist.
Malaria epidemic.
We are informed by the Indians that they have no traditions of any similar scourge in past times.
It's about time. There's been no corn growing for the last few generations. The buffalo's gone. There's no one left to live in harmony.
I wonder where we went wrong.
Let's just keep to the life plan. Remember what the Great Spirit said. Follow the peaceful way. The true white brother is bound to come.
All right, Indians, get ready.
Winning of the West, the massacre, take 4.
Well, let's go.
Ba 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 ba